Okay, good afternoon, everybody. It's 1:10, so let's get started with our weekly Parsha Shir. One of the most celebrated midrashim that we that relates to Shibud Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim is about how Klal Yisrael didn't change their names. There's also one of the more commonly misquoted or made up midrashim about that identifies the three things that Klal Yisrael didn't change. It's actually a collection of different midrashim, but there's certainly a midrash that tells us Shloshinu Hashemosan that Klal Yisrael didn't change their names, and as a result of not changing our names, we managed to achieve Yetzias Mitzrayim. We had the zechus of being able to maintain our identity and leave Mitzrayim. Now, even as we sunk to Memtes Sharei Tuma, it's our Jewish names that were all that we were known by, and that is what enabled us to be able to remain distinct from the Mitzrayim. The problem with this is that the Jews throughout the ages, and some of the very greatest Jews throughout the ages, don't seem to quite live up to that standard of Lo Shinu Hashemam. You look in the Gemara and you have Rav Papa and Rav Zvid and Mar Zutra and Mar Kishisha and Mar Yanuka, and you have examples in the Rishonim, you have examples in the Achronim, but just the Gedolei Hamoraim. Now, I realize that it's not a kasha on them, it's a kasha on their parents. People don't give themselves their own names. But still, is it Shaykh that all of their parents made some sort of terrible mistake and were willing to give up on their Jewish identity and they just got lucky and had these very, very great children who became a wonderful Amoraim? Now, to be sure, there are some Jews, certainly my parents among them, who do not give their children secular names. But many, many other God-fearing Jews, good Jews, do give their children secular names, at the very least, in addition to their Jewish names. So if we so value the refusal to give an Egyptian name, how can we as a people have abandoned this value? What happened that allowed us or that enabled us to abandon such a value of keeping a Jewish name? Furthermore, there is a stira between many Ma'amari Chazal as to when exactly the Shibud Mitzrayim began. At the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, Rashi quotes famously from Chazal that Kivan Sheniftar Yaakov Avinu Nistemu Einayim V'Libam Shal Yisrael Mitzaras HaShibud Sheeschilu L'Shabdam. That Shibud Mitzrayim began when Yaakov Avinu died. And at the beginning of this week's parasha, the Torah tells us, "Vayomas Yosef v'chal achav v'chal ador ahu." Yosef and all of the Shvatim died, and only then, and all the generation died, and only then, "Vayakom el chadash al Mitzrayim." That clearly indicating the trouble began only after the death of the original Shivim Nefesh, meaning that generation of people who came down to Mitzrayim. Other sources indicate that it was the death of Yosef, or perhaps the death of all the other Shvatim that brought about the downfall. So which was it? Was it the death of the Shvatim, the death of Yosef, the death of the Shimon Nefesh, the death of Yaakov Avinu? When exactly did Shibud Mitzrayim begin? So in order to answer these questions, I want to do something a little bit unusual for a Parsha Dvar Torah, and that is learn with you a very tiny section of a Tshuva LaHalacha of the Igros Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a Tshuva LaHalacha, in Archaim Chelik Dalet Simen Samach Vav, Rav Moshe was asked whether it's permissible to give a child a secular name. And after citing all of the examples that we listed before, Rav Papa, Rav Zvid, Mar Zutra, Mar Kshisha, Mar Yanuka, right, after giving all of those examples, Rav Moshe says, he asks that if the Medrash highlights how important it was for the generation of Mitzrayim not to change their names, how could it be that the Gedolei Amoraim did so? How could it be that we have so, so many examples of people that clearly changed to names that are not Jewish names? And Rav Moshe answers as follows, I'll read it inside. Vihine. Yesh makom lomer, dezesh shibchu chazal vayikra b'lamed beis. There's room to say that which Chazal praise in Vayikra Rabba, Begolus Mitzrayim, in the Golus Mitzrayim, Shloshinu Hashemosan, that we managed to not change our names, hu lekodem matan Torah. That was only valuable because it was pre-matan Torah. Shelo haya heker gadol b'shvil kiyuma mitzvos de b'nei noach, because there was no great way to recognize, because through the mitzvos that we observe of b'nei noach, u'b'prat shechele gadol miyisrael of dugamkin of Elzor, especially since we weren't doing such a great job of observing those mitzvos to begin with. We were many Jewish people, many b'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov were engaged in Avodah Zarah, v'rubal no malus b'nei amat somach lagula, and many of them didn't give milah to their children. children until very close to the Gula Kshayitzrichel Nechala Pesach, when they had to eat the Korban Pesach, essentially there was nothing that distinguished us. Our behaviors didn't distinguish us from the Gaim. Shalachain b'shvil ha'emunah she'yigalu v'ratzu she'yinu Korban Shem Yisrael. So because we had this emunah that we were going to be redeemed, that we were going to get out of Mitzrayim, that there was going to be a Gula, and we knew that we had to maintain some distinction, we had to be recognized in some way as Jewish people, that's why we accepted upon ourselves to be makbid, not to change our names, not to change our language, and that's why that led us to Geula. But once we have the Torah, Ein lanu chiv midina v'gam lo b'inyanei zihirus u'musar. Unbelievable, Rav Moshe says. There's no chiv min adin, nor is there even any chiv of zihirus and musar. Elamashin etztavinu atayig mitzvos ledoros, v'amitzvoshen etztavilu sha'ah. Except for the Tariq mitzvos. And there is no mitzvah among the Tariq mitzvos not to have a secular name. So it's no longer an issue. It no longer matters. It mattered when we had nothing else to distinguish ourselves. Now that we have so much else that distinguishes us, now that we have Tariq mitzvos, now that we have ways that a Jew behaves that distinguishes himself from everybody else, the name thing is not really such an issue. Rav Moshe adds for good measure at the end, Vavsha mistaver kein, mistafin. He says, I'm a little bit nervous about publishing this tshuva, but it's mistaver to what I'm saying. He says, I think is mistaver, but I don't have a clear rayos that this is true. But essentially, Rav Moshe is teaching us that the critical value is not the Jewish name per se; it's the Jewish identity, it's the Jewish way of being, it's the Jewish way of behaving. Prior to Matan Torah, our names, our clothing, the way we spoke, those were our identifying features. Now that we have a Torah, now that we have Tariq mitzvos, you could speak the Queen's English, you could wear beautifully tailored suits, custom-made if you like, you could have names like Bill and Jeffrey and Kenneth and Henry and whatever, and you can, I'm just looking, and you can have all of these names that you want, and it's perfectly fine. And you could still be clearly identified as Jews, because we live our entire lives as Jews, because we observe, no offense, Kyle, shout out to you also, we live our entire lives as Jews, right? So if we live our entire lives as Jews, then the name doesn't matter as much. A person has to cultivate the character, the thought process of a Jew. Signs of assimilation aren't seen as much in our dress or names as they are in our attitudes, our beliefs, our behaviors. You know, the Rambam in Uchsav Azchav and Parakir Aleph Halacha Aleph, I remember once Rav Aaron Kahn, Shlita, one of our Rashi Yeshiva, gave an impassioned Musra Shmuz, as most of his Musra Shmuzen are, in the Beis Medrash when I was a Bacher in our Yeshiva. I think it was when I was still in high school, actually. He gave a Musra Shmuz about it was right after the death or the suicide of a rock star by the name of Kurt Cobain, who was the lead singer of a group called Nirvana. And Rav Kahn spoke to the MTA students, and he wanted to be relevant, so he did his research, and he learned all about Kurt Cobain, and he was talking to us about what we identify with. And he was saying how troubling it was that all of the students in that room, all of the Talmidim, had heard of Kurt Cobain, and not all of them had heard of Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. Not all of them had heard of, or could tell you over a piece in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Not all of them could, meaning they could tell you the songs that Kurt Cobain sang. They can't tell you the teaching of the Ktzais. You know, the what do we identify with? What do we, and Rav Kahn in that Shmuz quoted a Rambam in the 11th parak of Hilchos Avodas Chachamim, Halacha Aleph, and where the Rambam writes about the Isser to dress like a non-Jew, and he articulates the reason for the need to be outwardly recognizable as a Jew. And the Rambam writes, Eliyia HaYisrael Muvdal Mehen B'Malbusho U'Bishar Ma'asov. Person should be distinct from the other nations in the way he dresses and in the way he behaves. Kimosha who moved on my hand bimadao ubideyosav. Just like he's already moved off from them in his deos. When the Rambam says deos, in Rambam language, deos means midos. deos means midos. The way he's already distinguished from their midos, the Rambam takes something for granted over here. The Rambam doesn't say you have to be different in your midos. The Rambam says you have to be different in the way you dress, just like of course, you're already different in your midos. You're already different in the way you behave. Someone just sent me a note that the Rambam's yahrzeit is tonight, so it's always good to be quoting a Rambam, although I'm a stumble, we quote a Rambam every day, so I don't know if that counts as a coincidence. But so that's the Rambam's idea. Of course, we're different in our midos. In the current galus, I think the most, you know, there are many, many tragic forms of assimilation that we're suffering from. Obviously, the most tragic is intermarriage, but what would be second on the list? What's the second most tragic form of assimilation next to intermarriage that we suffer from? I would argue it is the loss of our difference in deos, the loss of our difference in midos, in how we carry ourselves, in how we express ourselves. The Jewish people are Rachmanim, Baishanim, V'gomlei Chasadim. You know, we talk a lot about two of those three. We talk a lot about the Rachmanis that a Jew has. We talk a lot about the Chesed that a Jew does. Well, what does Baishanim mean? You ever, I get calls about Shiduchim a lot of times for guys. So if I were to say, oh, he's a real Baishan, you know, what would the person on the other end of the phone say? I would say, they would say, what? Well, what's that? I would say, oh, no, it means he's bashful. They would say, well, that's like one of the dwarfs, right? Meaning that's like, that's not a thing. Is that a value to be a Baishan? What does that mean? Is he sleepy and sneezy and whatever? Like, what does that mean? That he's a Baishan. So it's actually a value. It's actually something. What is it? It's one of the three core values, right? We believe in core values. It's one of the three core values that we have in Yiddishkeit. Agav, Rav Lapiansky wrote an article recently. It was interesting. We were just having a conversation with the president of Yeshiva about the core values of Yeshiva, and we were discussing whether it's like it makes sense to have something called core values. What do you mean core values? We have Taryag core values. So Rav Lapiansky just published a piece in Mishpacha where he said something very, very nice. He said that his in his assessment, in his understanding, it's very critical. I think I have the article here somewhere. My desk is a mess. But he said that in his understanding, it's critical to have to express core values, provided that the core values, here it is. He says, the concept of a core principle is actually the root of many legitimate and diverse groups in Yiddishkeit. Shall the core principle be Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, or Dveikus Tashem, or Vani Tfila, or Einod Milvado, or Kiddush Hashem, whatever it is, so long as these are understood to include all Taryag Mitzvos to the exclusion of none, they are all valid. And he writes, this approach has enriched Klal Yisrael immensely. It's also served a very useful pedagogical purpose. Inspiring young men, especially teenagers, requires a focal point. Everything is important, it's just not an effective rallying battle cry for a young man. As much as balance speaks, as it should, to the mature adult, single-mindedness speaks to the teen and the young adult. Often for a teen to flourish, he needs a passion for a very sharp and specific goal. As time goes on, and a bachur matures, the core principles usually become a gateway for a broader vision of Avodas Hashem. It's okay to have core values. It's okay to have a Torat Emet and a Torat Zion. It's okay. It's okay to identify things that are your core principles, that are your core values. And I think that's an important point, but I don't know how I got it. Oh, so here are three core principles that Chazal say. Here are the values of the Jewish people. Rachmanim, Baishanim, V'gomli Chasadim. What on earth is a Baishan? You know what a Baishan is? A Baishan means that a person is not overly aggressive. It means that we remember we're in Galus and we act accordingly. It means that, yes, of course, we exercise our right to vote, but we don't flaunt our political beliefs and agendas and shout it from the rooftops. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of January 6th. I gave this drasha last year, you know, right after January 6th, right after the storming of the Capitol. You know, right-minded people certainly understand that violence and storming the Capitol, things like that, are not the things that we should be involved in, right? The very fact that people who have not changed shmam or malbusham or lashonam are often seen, pictured with those frenzied mobs and glorified sometimes in Jewish media tells us that we've assimilated in the worst possible way. meaning we've assimilated in the way we express ourselves in our midos. Now, obviously, I'm preaching to the choir a little bit, but it's not only about that. It's about what it represents. It's worthwhile to consider whether our attitudes are shaped by our political alliances or our attitudes are shaped by the Torah HaKadosha. The Torah is not a Democrat. The Torah is not a Republican. The Torah is not, I'll tell you, see, the Torah is not even a feminist or an anti-feminist. The Torah is Dvar Hashem. The Torah has its own value system, and that's the only value system that we're loyal to. A person whose midos are shaped by Torah is soft and edel. A person whose midos is shaped by Torah is passionate but not aggressive. He's strong-minded but not closed-minded. He's principled but not obstinate. And he certainly doesn't get caught up in the wave of whatever sweeping the nation that day. So where do we lose our way? How do we end up like this? So the Sforno writes that as each great light, as each Shevet passed away, we lost a little bit of Kedusha. Their children were righteous, but not Kol kach hashuvim be'inei Elokim v'adam, says the Sforno. Not quite as righteous as the previous generation. They weren't of the stature of the Shvatim. The Misa of the Shiftei Kav brought about a Yerida Ruchnis. It brought about the spiritual downfall. And then, Vayamas Yosef, v'chalachav, v'chaladarahu, the entire generation died. And as long as the Shivim Nefesh were alive, says the Sforno, lo ba hador l'kilkul gomor kol yemehem. We couldn't really fall all the way, as long as somebody was alive from that generation. It was only after the Patira of the Shiv Nefesh that Ibn Yisrael Paru Vayishritzu, which the Sforno understands to mean Natu Lidarke Shratzim, that we started acting like a bunch of rodents. The loss of Tzadikim brings about a loss of Kedusha, and then we lose our bearings. And there aren't different dates to the beginning of the Shibud. It's that the beginning of the Shibud is a Shibud Ruchani that happened gradually. It happened over time, as we lost more and more of the previous generation, as we lost our role models, we lost those who inspired us to be bigger, to be better, we lost our own Kedusha, and that loss of Kedusha is the worst kind of assimilation. You know, now that we're having our next massive wave of COVID, you know, we think back I'm thinking back to like how grateful I am right now that this wave of COVID is after a vaccine and seems to be a much lighter form of the illness, and it's just an inconvenience in our lives but not terrifying like it was. And you think back to that initial wave and how many people we lost, and then in the immediate aftermath of that how many people we lost unrelated to COVID. And you think of the tzaddikim. If you were to think back, you know, 2 years ago and make a list of who you would have put on your list of lamed vavniks, you know, your list of 36 tzaddikim, how many of them are still here? How many of them are still alive today, 2 years later? We had an incredible loss of Kedusha. It's no wonder that there seems to be, that we seem to be in such a deep spiral in our loss of Baishanas, in our loss of the midos that make us special. I remember I felt this most poignantly when Rav Kelmer Zatzal passed away last year. A man who you would want everything you would want in a Jew, a Rav, a Tzaddik, gentle and kind, soft-spoken, humble, a Gadol Batorah in the most hidden way, and only those who really knew. And that kind of edelkeit, that kind of midos, that kind of derech hachayim, of a way of living, is something that inspires others to be a little bit bigger, to be a little bit better. Our avoda is to withstand those crushing losses of kedusha, and to hold on to that which defines us most as Jews, more than our malbush, more than our lashon, more than our shemos, more than our peyos and yarmulkes, more than the shetels and tichels. Our sense of rachmanus ubayshanus, that's who we are. Let's be makabel, to be a little bit less aggressive in how we express ourselves, in how we disagree with others, to live up to those words of the Rambam, to be muvdal, b'mada'o, u'b'deyosav.